Welcome back, everybody, to another fun-filled episode of the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hobbyhead Productions. I am your host, Sean. Danny, on the other side of the rain cloud and storms from me. How are you, man?
Which is funny, because I have my own rain clouds and storms apparently today as well.
Dude, like with all this traveling, I'm thinking driving from Philadelphia to Toledo would be faster at this point than trying to fly.
I mean, right? I mean, because even like going to like San Francisco from Southern California is like an 8-hour drive, but by the time you deal with the airport and all that shit, you're already there.
One delay and you're screwed.
Exactly, especially if it's like a 12-hour delay.
Pretty much. Like on Friday, the Detroit airport was shut down for 3 hours due to thunderstorms.
That's like more than halfway there.
Right? Like, luckily my flight was like 30 minutes towards the end, but... And then it was just so ridiculous because, like, we're, like, flying there because it's, like, the ban got lifted and it's, like, you know, the pilot comes on and it's just, like, hello, everybody. And then it's just, like, so we're, like, going to be – we're kind of flying around, if you haven't noticed, and not really, like, landing. And, you know, it's, like, we got about 20 minutes left of fuel. And if the storm doesn't come down, then we're going to have to go to our alternate airport. And I'm, like, all right, go to the Toledo airport. I don't care. And it's, like, we're going to Columbus, Ohio. I'm, like, oh, my God. So if you don't know, like, Toledo is against the border of Michigan. And it's about an hour to get to the Detroit airport because the Detroit airport's not in Detroit. It's south of it. So Columbus is about 2.5 hours away from me. So it would have been very inconvenient to to get a ride from Columbus down there after it was delayed for like 2 hours. And then I'm trying to get back out to the area and it's like... Well, the lady comes on and is like, yeah, the plane hasn't left yet, so we're going to probably be delayed because, you know, they should have left like 30 minutes ago. And I'm just like, come on, bro. I just want to travel efficiently. Like, that's all I'm asking. Come on.
At this point, train travel might even be more efficient than air travel.
I'm starting to feel like that. Seriously. It's just like ridiculous. And then like... I'm, like, getting ready to go leave work today, and then, like, there's just a giant thunderstorm outside, you know, to the point where the wind is blown over trees, and, like, I've been told which way to go to dodge, like, the trees that are in the roads. I'm like, what's going on? I thought this was summertime. I thought, like, it was just supposed to be balls hot.
Nobody told me about this when I got the job. Like, this should be part of, like, the orientation before you accept the job.
Dude, it's just as rainy as in Ohio, though, man. It was like, it's just like a clusterfuck up here. Between the Midwest and then the East Coast, just one giant cluster.
So, I have to ask, Sean, you've been in Jersey for a while now. Is it more Bruce Springsteen or Bon Jovi there?
Like what people go for?
Like just the mood. Like, is it more Americana? Or is it more like, was a Cowboys riding a steel horse?
Dude, everybody's like really chill on Jersey side. Like Jersey, it's like that person, like everybody talks shit on, and then you like you meet them, and you don't know why they really talk shit on them. Like you're just really confused. Like maybe that other person is the asshole. You know, maybe the people in Ohio and Pennsylvania and whatnot are the real assholes.
Well, I mean, I think most people's experience of being introduced to Jersey people is, you know, MTV's famed Jersey Shore. So have you been to the Jersey Shore?
I have not been to the Jersey Shore, but fun fact, everybody from the Jersey on that TV show, except for two people, are actually from New York. So it explains the craziness, because New York is crazy.
Yeah, but I guess, and the douchebaggery.
Like, yeah. So I guess like everybody from that show is pretty much from New York, except for they found two douchebags in Jersey.
Well, that makes sense.
So, but, like, everybody out here is, like, super chill. Like, the roads are, like, nice. Like, they take care of the roads. Like, there's all sorts of weird forests and stuff. Like, it's... I'm just like, I don't really know, like, what to talk-ish about. Like, I don't like paying tolls to get into Pennsylvania, but that's about it.
That has nothing to do with the people. That has more to do with the politicians.
Yeah, I think it's Pennsylvania, too. The bastards.
Right. Because they know that, like, nobody can afford to live in Pennsylvania, so they're just going to live in Jersey and drive across.
Well, that's the funny thing, because everybody in Pennsylvania says you could get more land in Pennsylvania than Jersey, and that people in Jersey can't drive. And it's just like I'm looking at houses, I'm like, I can't even get a house in Pennsylvania. Like, what are you talking about? It's cheaper.
No, they didn't say you can get a house. They just said you could get land. There's a huge difference.
I have to go out west to the Amish.
You just got to
gang wars with the Amish people here.
Yeah, like it's like the Breaking Bad with Amish, like that one show.
Exactly. Because the beer's fantastic. Like I don't have a beer. I was already telling you, but like I already know what beer I want. I just want to go get that lemon sour from River Horse. Like it's just so fantastic, and it's like I could pick it up from the liquor store down the street, and but I didn't today.
I thought you were gonna go get the beer that I sent you as homework.
No, that's too far away. I couldn't do that like immediately. I guess I could.
No, no. The coffee Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When did you send that to me? Oh my god, there it is. I'm behind. I didn't do enough homework this week. I'm sorry. I get a B+.
Yes.
From A- to B+. Oh jeez. That looks terrible. Why? This is a Milwaukee. You should have asked Mike to go get it.
Oh, no, because no, they have like 5 test states and like Jersey is one of them.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And Pennsylvania. Man, what a time to be alive.
When there's coffee-infused PBR.
Now I'm going to have to go look for it now. Okay.
I know. Homework.
I got serious homework. I'm going to try a little bit when I go to the store.
Just a little bit, huh?
Just a little bit.
I guess I can't ask for much more than just a little bit of effort from you, huh?
Pretty much, man. If you wanted somebody that cared, you should pay them.
Well, actually, you're the one paying. You're the one, I guess, technically paying me, but not necessarily towards me, just towards the funding of the podcast.
That is true. I am 100% funding the podcast.
Well, I did buy the portable recorder. We just haven't had a chance to use it yet because your old computer was too old to have SD ports.
Pretty much. Good times.
But I'm drinking, you know, I guess since I'm at home and I was able to pull from my cellar. So I pulled a beer that's pretty much almost exactly a year old, Sean. It's a Bottle Logic's Fundamental Observation.
Nice. What is it?
Exactly. It is a barrel-aged Imperial Vanilla Stout.
Ooh.
And
that,
so
that does sound nice.
So here's the thing. This beer right here is the first beer they ever made for their like barrel-aged beers. This is the one that started it all. Their Stasis Project, as they call it, for their monthly releases. Mm-hmm. This is the one that, like, basically... So this year they released number 5 in the line. So I actually was able to pick up 2 bottles of that. Mm-hmm. But, oh, man. Dude, this beer is so good. It's so smooth and vanilla-y and creamy.
I'm so jealous, man. Like I'm parched over here. Like this H2O isn't doing it.
It's I know, like the water boy says, man, water sucks. It really, really sucks. But it comes in at a 13.2% alcohol by volume.
Perfect.
So you know, they have their, you know, once a year they have their anniversary party that's like pretty much a full week-long celebration of beer.
Yep.
And they bribe you to go to every day to get you to join their beer club.
But are you doing the trek this year?
I didn't do it in March. Mm. I might end up doing it next year. We'll see how I feel. I might change my mind and be lazy again because I'm going up every day after work.
Instead of taking your birthday week off, just take that week off.
True. Just take the whole week off.
Yeah, I mean, if you're already going to take a week off for your birthday in March, you might as well just do it for a more practical reason.
Actually, I don't even get to take my birthday week off anymore because I got to go, like, hang out with you, then I got to go hang out with Friend of the Show Man Thing, and then I got to go hang out with my wife's family, like, every year instead of every other year.
Nobody said you had to hang out with Man Thing.
Man Thing did. If I want to go see the racy cars in New York, I have to go hang out with
them. The Vroom Vrooms?
The Vroom Vrooms, yes. The sporty cars.
I just want to go and not go to the Vroom Vrooms and go to all the distilleries and breweries you go to.
Right? That's pretty fun, too.
I'll just be like, leave me at home. I'll play Destiny. Just let me know when it's beer time.
Exactly. Beer o'clock?
Exactly.
But the one thing with Bottle Logic, man, like every time they have a major event, they're getting better. Like they're getting more space now. They have two areas where you can buy the whatever specialty beer is available. So for this, they came out with 5 different variants.
Oh, wow. For that stout?
Yeah, so they have the original, and then they have Number Crunch, which has chocolate. And then they have one called FOMO that has coffee in it.
Okay.
And then they have one that's a Imperial. They had, like, candied walnuts and stuff.
Nice.
And then they had another one that was almost like they added strawberry, so it was like a strawberry, like a Neapolitan. I mean, sorry. Neapolitan with the chocolate and the strawberry and the vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
And they had another one with coconut.
I don't know if the coconut would be fun. I feel like coconut just never does very well in beer.
I've had a taste of it in the past, and it's better than I thought it would be, but I'm not a huge coconut person anyways.
Because I like coconut, but every time I have coconut in beer, I'm just not like, yay, coconut. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I was, you know, because their area is still pretty crowded where the people gather, and so you end up sharing tables with people, and the people that had the coconut one all seemed to enjoy it.
Okay.
And even a couple of them didn't like coconut, really, but they just wanted to try all the beers, so there was like a group of them.
I don't blame them.
And they got one of each.
Sometimes science, you just gotta make sacrifices for science sometimes.
Exactly. And so then they also had this one chocolate company make truffles that had the beer as like the truffle center.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a company that did ice cream that was with the beer. And they also have cupcakes. Ooh, with the beer, nice. Like in the frosting.
Nice.
And so, like, it's a huge, it's like a weekend long event.
Okay.
But it's pretty cool. Like, you get there, and they're like, they like I said, they're working through the lines really quick. They have, like, the merch booth and what, like, where you can get all the new propaganda for the Fundamental Observation 5. And then the other area, they had all of their, like, I guess, standard beer. So if you don't want the heavy stout because it's hot outside, so you just want one of their, like, Berliners or their IPAs or something like that, you can get some from there.
Okay, gotcha. No, that's cool.
So, you know, like, you go on YouTube, Sean, right? And the faved or dreaded YouTube algorithm will just, like, randomly throw you things to watch?
Pretty much.
So, apparently YouTube decided that I needed to watch these baseball videos by this channel goes under the name John Boys, JOMBOY Media. And basically he does like 2-minute long breakdowns of events that happen in baseball games, whether it's somebody like fucking up and like they had one where the guy had a chance to catch the ball to end the game in extra innings and said he dropped the ball and let the opposing team score a run and end the game.
Yeah.
But most of it is arguments between like players and umpires or managers and umpires. And he does really good at, reading lips. So, you actually get to hear and say, and baseball players drop a shocking amount of F-bombs.
I'm not surprised.
No,
they're usually like angry.
No, I was expecting them to drop a lot. They dropped more than that.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like, I think, like, 90% of the times they're saying something on the field, they're telling someone to either fuck off or tell them just fuck you in general. It's pretty funny.
That's funny.
But the best one, like I sent you one that you kind of sort of watched, but it was a the umpire was new and he was just making bad calls. Mm-hmm. And so Aaron Boone was like telling him, he's like, come on, get your shit together. Get your fucking shit together. You know, and then finally he had enough of it and threw an Aaron Boone out. And Aaron came out and said, look, dude, my guys are savages in the batter's box. He's like, that pitcher is a good pitcher, but my stat guys are savages in the box. Call this game good. Get your shit together. Get better. And everything will be fine. And then he walked off.
Savages in the box. Gotcha.
Yes. And the guy was like, wow, I'm actually impressed. He, like, complimented his players. He complimented the opposing pitcher. And he expressed empathy towards the umpire. It's like, look, I know you're having a bad day, but you need to get better. Let's go. And then he left.
That does it. That'll do it.
Oh, man. But looking at social media this weekend, it's kind of made me sad, Sean.
Oh, what happened? Why did your faith in humanity go down?
It's not so much my faith. It was so much my FOMO went up. Hashtag FOMO. Because this last weekend was Comic-Con weekend, Sean.
It was. And we missed your favorite convention, Anime Expo.
Oh, my... And I heard it was even worse this year with the lines and shit.
Dude, Anime Expo would be freaking sweet if they could get their shit together.
Well, like, listening to a couple podcasts of people that go, they talked about how they don't have a capacity. Like, the tickets never sell out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't... So, basically, they just keep cramming asses in there until, you know... And that's why they have the line at the door. It's like, oh, we're at max capacity. You have to wait for somebody to walk out before you can walk in.
Which is dumb.
Right. It's like at some point you need to just cut your losses and, like, give people an enjoyable con experience.
Yeah.
No, because
I agree.
And I understand, like, you got to make some sort of, like, money. But even the thing is, dude, is, like, all the conventions, they're listed as nonprofits. So it's not like they're trying to make a profit. They're just trying to fund for next year, which that just shouldn't be a problem, right?
I think it's a scam.
Everything's a scam, Sean.
You're absolutely right. I don't know what I was thinking.
Just like the bird, everything's a scam and the birds aren't real. Oh, speaking of Comic-Con, Anime Expo and things that are scams, apparently they actually legit had training courses with Air Force,
mm-hmm.
just in case the Area 51 raid is real.
Like, how to mow down as many people as possible?
I saw one slide on Reddit, and somebody claimed that their brother-in-law was in the training and sent them that picture. Uh-huh. And it was a picture on a projection of an explanation and a visual demonstration of the Naruto run. It was a slide. That's the word I'm looking for. It was a slide with a physical and a visible and verbal description of the Naruto run.
That's hilarious. That's fantastic. So, it really is.
Our military is being trained in the ways of the weeb.
Oh my god. That's good times. That's
but like
freaking terrible.
Right? Are the weebs going to be like Bane? You were brought into the existence of the weeb. I was born into it.
Exactly. Oh my god, man.
But it was funny, like,
I can't handle this.
No, nobody should. And like we went out to eat this weekend at a pokey place, and they had their tip jar, and it was like the Area 51 raid fund was like on there on the tip jar.
Yeah.
And my wife was like, wait, that's real? And I'm like, maybe? The guy who did it claims it's a joke, but I think people might be taking him seriously. I don't know. We'll see.
That's hilarious.
But it's kind of sad, dude. Like, you know, I'd see all this news coming out of Comic-Con, trailers and just updates and different things. And, you know, as we were kind of talking on Sunday,
yeah,
I'm like, wait. Did DC have a panel? Did they do anything? Because I didn't see anything anywhere on YouTube, on Reddit. Not a word about DC.
Nobody cares about DC.
So apparently they had a panel, and they had a panel, and it was about their TV shows, the Arrowverse.
Oh, That's so terrible. Nobody likes Arrow.
Well, they might like Arrow's the show, like, but... on its, yeah, well, Arrow's on its last season, so... And they're bringing Batwoman in a couple months.
Yeah.
But they announced... Like, the only thing they announced that was even worth talking about is that Brandon Routh is going to reprise his role as Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do the Kingdom Come... Crisis on Infinite Earth line.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
Do you think they're going to completely rebuild it, or do you think it'll just be a random, terrible one-off?
Knowing them, it'll probably be a terrible one-off followed by a musical episode and then back to the normal bullshit. or at some point, it'll be like a 10-week crossover event, and one of those episodes will be a musical, because they always have a musical episode. That's all Buffy. I blame that on Joss Whedon and Buffy.
Damn it, Buffy. You bastards. You ruined it. You ruined it all.
But I guess the way they kind of like got to the reveal was the moderator was talking about how Brandon Routh's Superman costume, once like a costume has been worn, it gets put in the archives to never be used again.
Oh, really?
And the guy's like, yeah, just too bad. Like, there's, I mean, you can't be Superman. You can't wear your costume. It's locked up. It's like put away. We can never get to it again. And I guess he stood up and had a button up shirt and unbuttoned it and had a Crisis on Infinite Earths shirt underneath it.
Oh boy.
So he's going to play old man Superman, and they're going to have young man Superman, who's been in the Supergirl show at the same time.
Nice.
So I guess somebody cares.
Can we get an old Batman in there?
they got rid of him with Ben Affleck.
Now they need another old Batman.
Now they got the Sparkle Batman coming. What's his name? Robert Pattinson.
Maybe they'll get Christian Bale back. Is he available, or is he done with that train wreck universe?
I'm sure he's probably long done. And he might, just like Hugh Jackman's done with a Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
But again, never say never.
You know what? But Marvel finally took over X-Men and all that stuff, so we might get Hugh Jackman back. He always said he might do it again if he could be part of the big universe.
But they killed him before they had a chance, so I don't know, man.
That's fair.
But they've also killed Wolverines hundreds of times.
Yeah, but that was yeah.
He was recently dead and came back to life again, so...
That was Fox Wolverine, though, not Marvel, you know, Wolverine.
No, I'm talking about comics Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He's always dead.
Yeah, because they encased him in, like, adamantium. And they had X-23 take...
I was just going to say, that's one way to kill him.
Right, and... I'm sure it's the thing of, like, he wasn't dead in there. He was just, he couldn't get out. And I don't know how they got him out, but they did.
Yeah.
But speaking of Marvel, man, they had a huge panel where they released the Phase 4 of the Cinematic Universe. And I sent you an interview, and Kevin Feige says they have the next, what, like 4 or 5 years planned?
Yeah, it was 5 years. He said the next five years, which is pretty intense. Like, we thought Marvel died. And it's just like, JK, I don't think... The movie list isn't as intense, though, as it has been, though. Like, there's like, a lot of, like, fun one-off stuff as well.
Right. Like, the first one comes out beginning May of next year, the finally get the Black Widow movie. Which, they have Rachel Weisz, and they have another younger actress playing a character that at some point takes over the Black Widow mantle as well. So... Mm-hmm. It'll be kind of interesting to see how they do the story, if it's a full-on prequel, or if, like, the younger actress is the current Black Widow, and they're just kind of retelling Natasha's exploits through flashback, like she's being taught about Natasha.
Yeah. Can I ask a question, because I'm not paying attention?
Yes.
What's Disney Plus?
Disney Plus is their streaming service.
So it's going to be released on their streaming service then?
The Black Widow is not, no.
Okay, so the other ones, though, right?
If it specifically says Disney Plus, then yes, the ones that say Disney Plus. Like, the next one, released in fall of 2020, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Which they also have, which is a cool logo, because they have the Falcon, Winter Soldier, but then it's, like, on the backdrop of, like, a portion of the Captain America shield.
Yeah, I think it's to kind of, like, they're going to fight over who gets the mantle.
I don't know, it seemed like Bucky was pretty much like, nah, dude, it's yours, take it.
You do you, bro.
Unless he didn't want to fight in front of old man Cap.
Probably not. It's not good to now fight in front of old people.
Now that Dad's dead, we can fight.
Isn't that how it always works?
Pretty much. But then later that year, they're doing the Eternals movie, Sean?
For people that, you know, don't know what Eternals is, and for me, because I'm drawing a blank, what is Eternals?
I'm not 100% sure. I just know, like, they're talking about how, like, in Guardians of the Galaxy, Ego, the living god, was one of the Eternals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're basically just, like, the gods.
Gotcha.
In a way. So there might be, like, crossover with whatever events are coming, but, the most important thing out of this is the fact that we get Angelina Jolie and Salma Hayek get brought into the Marvel Universe now.
Nice. Nice.
And then the next one is Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings. Like, what I read about this character is basically he's the Iron Fist that isn't racist. Like, he's actually an Asian martial arts character who's actually Asian. And cast by and they actually cast an Asian person to play him.
Gotcha.
But and then in spring of 2021, Wanda and Vision for Disney Plus. I kind of hope they do it like as like a wacky sitcom where they have like a family and then she snaps and and murders everyone and that sets up the Doctor Strange movie. Like,
that would be fun.
Like the what's it called? What's that that event that where she killed all the mutants?
House of M.
House of M, yes, like House of M, where she killed like 90% of the mutants.
Dude, House of M would be a sweet ass series if they would have done that, but it's just too hard.
Well, they might be able to do it now, and they got the WandaVision show.
True.
And then because coming out after the WandaVision show is released is the Doctor Strange, and the Multiverse of Madness, and Scarlet Witch is supposed to be in that as well.
Hmm. That makes sense that one would play into the other. So that, man, Disney's really trying to sell the Disney Plus. They're making you have to get it.
And this isn't even the Star Wars stuff. This is just the MCU stuff.
Do we know when the Disney Plus releases?
It's supposed to be, I thought, later this year.
Gotcha.
And I guess people are already like leaving Netflix in droves, and you know. What's it called? Reactors on YouTube, like our quote unquote friend of the show. I said sarcastically, Jeremy from The Quartering blames it on the whole get woke, go broke thing. But they announced, because they lost like 18 million subscribers in one day.
Wow.
But that was like after they, like pretty much everyone realized all the Disney stuff is leaving, but they also announced that both CBS and NBC are, well, CBS already did, but NBC is now going to start its own streaming service.
Yeah.
And so. The Office is being pulled off of Netflix.
Wow. I mean, I never cared for The Office, so. Wow.
But I know,
who cares?
but that was one of those shows where people are like, well, if you pull Netflix off, I mean, if you pull The Office off Netflix, I'm canceling. But, and people are pissed at Netflix, and it's like, dude, Netflix didn't want to lose the show. Like, Netflix wanted to keep it. It's NBC. Go be mad at them.
Yeah, exactly.
But they confirmed that for the Doctor Strange movie that Scarlet Witch is not going to be the villain.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that she's going to be not cause any shit or act, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like maybe like the main villain like might mind control her or do something, but either way, like they'll probably end up teaming up at the end, but at some point they might end up having a Doctor Strange Scarlet Witch fight, which as cliche as that sounds for comic book stuff where everybody that ends up as friends starts off fighting, that the special effect of their powers going against each other would look pretty badass.
True.
It's like the first time when you got the whole Thor and Iron Man realizing that the lightning powered up Tony Stark's suit instead of destroyed it.
Yeah.
The fact that the blast reflected off the shield.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of shit that you know they did in the comics, but looked amazing in the movies.
Yeah, no, it'll look sweet.
And then they're doing a Loki show for Disney Plus, which is going to take place after Avengers Endgame, where Loki disappears, and it's like, where'd Loki go? And Kevin Feige's like, Loki's wacky adventures will be told in the TV show.
So all these Disney Plus ones, they're TV shows. They're not going to be a movie.
No, they're going to be a TV show.
Gotcha.
At least that's what, as I, it was originally announced, unless something changed. And then This will be an interesting as a TV show, because I'm guessing they're all going to be one-offs.
Yeah.
But the what ifs.
Yeah, the what if series was always fun because it would like it always took like random major events and said like what would happen if it went like the other way, and it kind of they get to like retell like the story but a different way without screwing up anything. It's just like a fun take. They did it in the comics in the 90s for a little while.
Yes. And they try to do like one like here and there like reappearances, like especially after the movies. Like after a different movie. So it would be like, what if Mary Jane got bit by the spider instead of Peter Parker? What if, you know, different things like that. So that would be pretty awesome to see like what like crazy shit they come up with.
I don't know why. When you said Mary Jane gets bit by the spider, I just immediately thought that she would turn into the spider monster from Monster Musume. And I just started laughing so hard.
I can see why.
Ruined.
It's ruined forever. You just ruined two franchises in one moment.
I'm pretty sure all the weebs ruined Monster Musume without me helping.
Dude, they ruin everything.
There's some weird shit going on in that subreddit. That's all I gotta say.
It's even weirder than like the Rule 34 shit.
Yeah. Well, just like comments, like people are like, you would think like that people post up like, you know, some hentai shit, and you'd be like reading the comments going like, bro, you know you're not at a strip club, right? You just can't like tell people like what you want. Like, what basement are you living in?
Has it been taken over by the Futanari people yet?
I think so. I think that subreddit's gone to hell in a handbasket.
And yet you jerk off into it every day.
Nah.
Sorry, Sean's mom. I don't think she listens. I think she gave up on listening.
She's just behind. She's a few episodes behind. I'll get yelled about this one in September or something.
Yes.
It's like the Darling and the Franks anime or subreddit too. Like those people are like pumped. Like, you know, they're starting to get like the concern level of like the people that believe like Half-Life 3 is coming. It's like the same thing with the season 2 of Darling and the Franks. It's like it's not probably gonna happen ever, but like they believe and they just keep going. Like there's just like blind loyalty going on.
Well, you got to have something to keep you from, like, slitting your wrists, man.
That's fair. Each their own, but, I guess.
But remember, kids, if you do, it's up the river, not across the bridge. Across the bridge is just a cry for help.
So, anyway, in the fall of 2021...
Hawkeye?
On what? Disney Plus, which... I want to just watch Hawkeye just play Ronan and just go kill people. Like, that's all I care about.
I thought you said nobody cared about the DC Arrow people. They only cared about the Hawkeye Arrow people, but apparently Sean really cares about the DC Arrow people.
I forgot Arsenal was... I'm Speedy! Now I'm Arsenal because I'm grown up and my balls dropped.
and I'm doing even harder drugs.
Now I can do, instead of heroin, I do coke so I can up my game.
Coke and Molly.
The cover of that issue is hilarious. Like Batman's like, see, you should have a sidekick like Robin, not that junkie. It's just like, why did they make this little kid a junkie? Like, it's been ruined.
Well, it's like that panel. Like, I love whenever I see Batman comic panels taken out of context. And it was one. It was like, the person you touch last is going to die. And it was like, Green Arrow was like his girlfriend, and Green Lantern was like his girlfriend, and then Batman's like, oh no, Robin.
That's hilarious.
It is. But then they announced Thor 4, or as the internet is taken to call it, just Thor, but spelled Thor.
Is it still Chris Hemsworth?
Hemsworth, he is going to be in the movie, but they also announced that Natalie Portman, even though she said she would never be in another Marvel movie, mm-hmm. Natalie Portman is back. Back again. Natty's back. Tell a friend.
Oh, thank you. Nat. I didn't know that she was coming back. I'll have to tell somebody else.
But one of the things I loved, somebody pointed out how every Thor movie, the logo gets more ridiculous. Like the,
dude,
the
it's, title it's, screen. It's great. It's like an 80s arcade.
It does. It looks like
it's like an 80s like, arcade game like title.
Like the light, the coloring is like blue and orange, and the font and the way it's written. Yeah, it looks like it would be on the cabinet of an 80s arcade. Okay. But
are we gonna go watch the new Thok movie?
I know, right?
Is it an R or a K? I thought it was Thok.
They should just spell it Thor, T H O U R. But this is called Love and Thunder, Sean. And I don't know how much Chris Hemsworth is going to be in it, but
he's Natalie too Portman, fat to be in the movies now.
Right, maybe that's spoiler. How he's going to lose the hammer. But they're going to do the Jason Aaron run continue.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have the Natalie Portman character become Lady Thor.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know how they're going to do it, if they're going to do it true to the comic, because the comic was fucked up.
Oh, really?
Because it happened after, there was an event, like, it used to be an annual event, now they're quarterly, but there was an event where something happened and Thor was unworthy to yield the hammer.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it was just basically out on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And Odin heard about it, and he went to go get the hammer, and it was gone.
Yep.
And the whole time, he's pissed because somebody stole the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you motherfucker, you set the rules. You said if anybody's worthy, they can pick it up. Somebody picked it up, they're obviously fucking worthy. Like, don't change the rules midstream because, you know, your son lost it.
Yeah.
And so basically, like, everyone's trying to figure out who is Thor. They just know it's a lady. And meanwhile, like, similar to her role in Star Wars, Jane Foster character, Natalie Portman's character in Star Wars, Jane Foster's character is like an ambassador for Earth of the of Midgard, of the Seven Realm Senate.
Yeah.
But she's also is like basically like super dying of cancer. Like, she has, like, stage 11 cancer.
Gotcha.
And the thing is, though, is, like, every time she turns into Thor, it doesn't heal her cancer, but it basically rejects the chemotherapy from her body.
Oh, so it just speeds up her death.
Pretty much, yes. So, like, if she stays as her human form, Jane Foster, then she could probably heal, but she goes into Thor mode, and it's, like, she's pretty much committing suicide. Yes. And it's continued written by Jason Aaron, who pretty much has written Thor for the last couple years now.
Yeah, that sounds like a real Jason Aaron move.
Yes. But it's a really good story. And, like, Thor, like, Odin the whole time is like, you stole the fucking hammer, give it back. And he's sending people after her. Meanwhile, Loki's, like, organized, and the Dark Elf guy, whatever his name is, he was in the Dark World. He's kind of organizing all the realms to go to war against Asgard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of shit going on. And, of course, you know, Jeremy from The Quartering, I was waiting to see his response. And he was like, all he could talk about was like how the comics dropped in sales when the Lady Thor took over, which, well, of course it did. Because assholes like you just saw a woman on the cover and refused to buy it versus looking at the name of the artist, the writer, and realizing that it was still Jason Aaron. And he's fucking one of the top three comic writers currently writing.
Are you you're up to speed on this, on Thor then?
I stopped reading after the Lady Thor ended,
mm-hmm.
and then it went back to being Thor.
Gotcha.
But I'm glad I mostly did because I was just tired of the crossovers and yeah. And originally the Thor book wasn't really involved in any crossovers, but then literally like three issues into the new Thor book, they came out with a crossover event called Battle for the Realms.
You're like, nope.
And I'm like, oh, I dodged that fucking bullet.
That's funny.
And then they don't have dates, but they announced two more movies. They're doing a reboot of Blade.
Are they going to have our boy back?
Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
No, not at all. Not at all. No. I was reading this thing. I didn't realize how bad he was to work with in this movie. Like, he would sit, like, a lot of the movie, he was in his trailer, so they would, like, film the supporting cast, and then they would just basically do close-ups of his, like, reactions and shit. And so, like, Ryan Reynolds was talking about that's why his character is just, like, the way it is because he would try to do his, and say as many ridiculous things as he could because he knew that Wesley Snipes' reaction wouldn't match his action.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene where he's, like, lying down, and he refused to open his eyes for the director for the scene.
Yeah.
So they had to CGI eyes looking around over his closed eyes.
That's pretty intense. What a dick.
Right. And then confirmed Fantastic Four, Sean.
I don't know, man. I'm not going to get all jazzy about it because it's always been a letdown. I know Marvel Studios is finally doing it, so hopefully it'll be okay.
Right. I know a lot of people, not a lot of people, but I've seen a few reactions where people are like, wait, haven't they already made enough shitty movies with these characters? But that was Fox. Fox fucked everything up.
The problem is they need Doctor Doom. They need another big villain.
Right. And that could be, and like, I've heard discussions and people talk about how Doctor Doom could be the next Thanos if they set it up correctly.
Dude, they could do Doom War, like a version of it.
Right. Because he didn't say what crossover event is coming up, but he said there is one, whether it's Secret War or... Did you see what the other one they talked about was? That the guy mentioned in the in the video I sent you. But anyways, it was like another Marvel like crossover event. Mm. And he asked about the Avengers. And they said basically there's going to be Avengers on the team that have already on the team, but then there's going to be Avengers on the team that we haven't been introduced yet to yet.
Nice.
So that could be, people are assuming that's Lady Thor.
Gotcha. Oh, that makes sense. Unless they would have to like sign her up for a long term contract or something just to make sure she didn't fuck off.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Like, one of the big reasons why she said she would never be in any more movies is, and I had the guy's name, and I thought I had saved it, but I forgot. And he was, like, basically the guy that Kevin Feige had to answer to for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this guy was in charge, the MCU would have fucking sucked. Like, he was, like, a dumbass and a sexist.
Nice.
Because he didn't want to make any action figures with women, of the women heroes. Like that's why like in Guardians of the Galaxy like Gamora and Nebula weren't on any of the merchandise, and there was very limited Black Widow shit from the Avengers, and because even to the point where there's the scene in the first Avengers where Steve Rogers drops his hammer,
mm-hmm.
and, I mean not his hammer, his shield, and she's kind of following along in the Quinjet with Nick Fury, and she jumps out of the Quinjet on a motorcycle and picks up the shield and brings it to him.
Mm-hmm.
So they came out with that set that had the Quinjet, the shield, and the motorcycle. But instead of having the Black Widow figure, they had Captain America.
Damn.
And he that's why they didn't make the Black Widow movie. And the other thing that he wanted was and this is kind of where Kevin Feige went over his head, and that was the beginning of his end, was Civil War. He didn't want to greenlight the budget for Civil War to be basically Avengers 3.5. Mm-hmm. He just thought it was going to be, like, the Captain America characters in it, and that's it. Like, he didn't want to have Iron Man or any of the additional characters. He didn't see the need for it.
Wow. It's like he doesn't read the books or something.
Or just doesn't care. Like, I'm sure he doesn't care. You know, he just sees the dollars and cents and realizes that if they no matter what the cost to make the movie was, they'd still make the same amount of money.
So they fired him then?
They relocated him to a different department. When you get to that level, you don't really get fired because you get paid your. It's like being an athlete with a guaranteed contract. Like even if they fire you, you're still going to get paid. So they just like put you on the bench or do something else with you.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
But one of the things that everyone loves about Comic-Con, Sean,
what
is the panels, and we get to see all sorts of new trailers.
That is true.
So I keep forgetting I haven't seen this movie. I had never watched the original Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Really?
That's like the only Kevin Smith movie I haven't seen. That and Yoga Hosers.
Mm, I don't think his newest one. I haven't seen that one either.
I've seen Tusk, and I've seen Red State, but I haven't seen Those two.
Well, I haven't seen then. I'm really behind because I haven't seen Red State either.
Red State is really, really good. Like that's it's basically like a dark movie for a Kevin Smith movie.
Yeah.
But
it was good.
So they're doing a sequel, Jay and Silent Bob movie. And the best news about this, Sean, is that two people that were friends that stopped being friends are friends again.
Is that Matt Damon and Ben Affleck?
Nope, Ben Affleck and Kevin Smith.
Oh, really? I didn't realize
they hadn't talked. Go ahead.
I didn't realize that they were fighting.
They weren't just, I don't know if they were fighting, but they just hadn't talked for a few years.
Gotcha.
And I think a lot of it, Kevin Smith even acknowledged it was probably his fault because Kevin Smith likes to tell stories and talk about everything, and Ben Affleck is more of a private dude.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure he probably told, when he's at on doing his traveling show and or on stage at a convention or whatever, he probably told stories that Ben Affleck would rather have kept not in the public ears.
Yeah.
But, and it looks like they got Jason Lee back in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the best news is, Sean, I don't have to be an old man to watch Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. It is on Netflix streaming, not just Netflix DVD.
Oh, good. Good, good. Yeah, at least so you don't have to block up your queue with another DVD that you could just watch immediately.
But on the plus side, like today, I have Dumbo coming to me from the Netflix DVD. I got the email.
Oh, boy.
Again, like an old man. Get the email from them. I'm getting that DVD, Sean.
I'm surprised they didn't just write you a letter.
Carrier, was it Morse code?
Yeah. But the trailer was pretty funny. It's kind of funny because you just go, oh, a reboot, and then it's funny because it's the same guys, and it's a sequel movie, and they get all pissed that they're redoing the movie. It's just so, it was pretty funny.
Oh, man. But then they're doing is it a sequel prequel or a prequel sequel to The Kingsman?
I don't know. I haven't watched any of them, so I'm definitely lost.
Well, this one takes place at its foundation. So it's a sequel that's a prequel.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a prequel sequel or a sequel prequel?
Sequel prequel, I think.
Okay, so it's, I think so. Yeah. Makes sense in my head. It makes sense, but I've been wrong about a lot of things. So, it looks pretty interesting. I mean, it looks like it takes place during, World War I?
Mm-hmm.
World War II, something like that. I haven't seen the second one yet, but the first one was surprisingly good. It was a James Bondy type movie, but it didn't take itself as seriously.
Yeah. Did the second one have the U.S. in it?
That's true. Yes. And it had Magic Mike. I forget
his name. Yes.
Yeah, Magic Mike. His name's Magic Mike. As the American guy. I haven't seen it yet, but it looked pretty funny. And I heard a lot of nothing but good things about that one, too. Mm-hmm. If you get a chance, you should and you have time, you should sit down and watch the Kingsman movies. They're surprisingly good.
Gotcha.
And then, we just talked a minute ago about reboots. They're doing another reboot of the Charlie's Angels, Sean.
Yes, they sure are. The cast is pretty interesting.
Yeah, they have Kristen Stewart.
And I actually enjoy her character in the previews. She actually has personality.
I know, right? A lot of it has to do with the director, right? And the script, because how can Halle Berry literally the same year win the Academy Award and the Razzie for both the best and worst performance?
True.
Because she won, I want to say, for that one prison movie that she was in. Yeah. Where she had sex with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, no, I know. Monster Ball or something.
Monster Ball, yes, yes. Yeah, and I mean, just that scene alone, she deserves the Academy Award. But then she won the Razzie the same year or the next year for Catwoman.
Yeah.
But it also has Naomi Scott, who, if you haven't seen her in the most recent Power Rangers movie,
mm-hmm.
And she's also in Aladdin. She plays Princess Jasmine in Aladdin.
Okay.
But the 2000, I was never a fan of Power Rangers. By the time it came on, I was a little bit too old, and I just thought it was a ripoff of Voltron. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
But the 2017 movie was pretty good.
I've seen it. It's on Netflix, I think, or Hulu, or one of them. Every once in a while, I look over and I'm like, do I want to watch a movie? And then I realize it's too late. I'm like, yeah, not tonight.
And then the third actress, I'm not too, like, I don't really recognize her. And I haven't really seen her or anything, but she's been in a handful of movies, but she seemed pretty good in the trailer. I mean, the movie was written and directed by Elizabeth Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Who has becoming just a powerhouse of behind the scene of movies, because she did like the Pitch Perfect movies, mm-hmm. and a couple other, like she's pretty badass, and she's in the movie, which I guess it's easiest to direct yourself.
Yeah.
They have Digimon Hansu, who was like in Gladiator, Blood Diamond, Amistad, like real movies.
Real movies.
And Sir Patrick Stewart.
He has so much energy in this movie.
It's probably like 4 seconds of screen time, and then he gets to sit down again.
Probably.
We need it. But yeah, I mean, my wife is like excited, so I'll probably end up watching that. I'm not saying that begrudgingly, but it's like at least I have no excuse not to watch it. Basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it'll be a lot better than the original ones, like. They've been replaying the movies that came out in the early 2000s with Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu and Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
And, oh my god, dude, the special effects and the fight scenes are horrendous.
Yeah.
It looks like they made it with, like, low budget at a senior center community theater. Like, the fight scenes are so stiff and wooden and... The green screen effects, like, you could see the green in the screen. Like, they didn't even bother just to color it in.
They're like, F that noise.
Right. And, I mean, they're decent actresses, but the movie is just horrible. And it even has, what's his name from Groundhog's Day and Ghostbusters? Bill Murray as Bosley.
Nice.
In the first one, and it was replaced with, he was replaced with Bernie Mac.
Mmm. Gotcha.
I think. Somebody. Not, in the later ones, but that's like the part of the part I appreciate is like Shia LaBeouf kind of is in like the third one, and there's a scene where the guy takes him to his family and they're like, yeah, you kind of remind us of somebody else we raised as one of our own, and they look over and there's a picture of Bill Murray like amongst the family pictures, so at least they do like a callback to that.
Yeah,
that's probably the best scene in the whole movie, the franchise. But then Disney released its live-action trailer teaser for Mulan.
Mulan. There's a lot of... Are people bitching about Mulan, or are they still bitching about Aladdin? Because, like, I've seen, like, a flare of memes going up talking about, like, if you don't want Disney to make live-action movies, don't go see them.
I think those are more just reactions to people, like, bitching about all the live-action movies that are coming out. Because, mm-hmm. like, Lion King just came out in theaters this past weekend.
That's true.
So it's like, you know, it's like... Mostly just calling out the people that are bullshitting about, like, why is Disney making all these live action movies? It's stupid and it sucks. And they're like, well, then don't go watch them.
Pretty much.
But did you ever watch the original Mulan, Sean, the animated?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it multiple times. The girlfriend loves Mulan, so it's at least once every other month, every other third month.
That's probably one of the few Disney movies I haven't seen. That one, and I haven't seen that one, Rapunzel. And The Princess and the Frog, for sure.
I haven't seen Princess and the Frog. Dude, I can't believe that. Dude, like, it's so funny, because I remember when I was in high school, or just, like, recently graduated, we filled up the Yukon with a bunch of guys, and we would fucking sing I'll Make a Man Out of You song. Like, everybody, like, I knew, like, loved Mulan.
Were you jerking each other off as you sing the song? and then immediately followed by No Homo at the end.
I don't know if one of those things didn't happen. I'll let you figure out which one.
you can do the math. But one of the things people originally were kind of pissed about the live action Mulan is they're not going to have the dragon friend.
Mm.
Mushu?
I mean, it makes sense because, like, you know, dragons aren't really real. But, I mean, it does kind of take an element. Then that's why they're not in there. But it does kind of take, like, an element, like, the funness of Mulan away. But I think
it'll be, like... the thing is they want to make it... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they're probably just going to make it a little bit more serious than the cartoon version. And a little bit more, like... I don't know if they're making it historical more accurate, but you could kind of tell, like, her swordplay and stuff. Like, they're definitely, like they showed a lot of action in this live trailer than like, was in the movie. Like, there wasn't, like, that much. It was just, like, you know, training and then, you know, start fighting the Huns and stuff. But it wasn't, like, an action-packed Disney movie.
I want to do a comedy short of a woman who gets inundated by MLM salespeople's, mm-hmm. and then she gathers a group of like-minded women that don't want to be bothered by them and their sales tactics, and mm-hmm. then they get to sing the song with a different meaning. Let's get down to business, take care of the Huns.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's why they said they weren't going to do the dragon, is they wanted it to be more authentic, which... Then don't call it a Disney movie, because that's one of the things that people loved about Disney's Mulan was the dragon friend.
Mm-hmm. Right? Or did everybody just like Eddie Murphy back in the day?
Maybe, but they could replace him with somebody else.
True.
I'm sure. Kevin Hart's alive, isn't he?
I don't know if I need any more Kevin Hart, though.
I mean, and he's.
I'm just saying, there's like another Jumanji movie coming out.
I know. But I was going to say, Kevin Hart's also the right height where he could probably just do the live-action suit for the dragon true. As he's doing the voice acting, like they used to do back in the day.
Oh, true.
And then one movie that I had heard about, and I knew he was filming it based on his, like, sporadic appearances on the WWE mm-hmm. with weird haircuts. John Cena is doing a joke fire jumper movie.
Yeah, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the, you know how The Rock did a Disney movie too, like way back in the day, and he was like the babysitter?
Yes.
It reminds me of the same shit. Like, it's almost like, in the trailer, he like is like a super hard ass, and he's not like, he just seems really one-dimensional. So, I mean, if this is like his... start and it's gonna get better, then okay. But that's what I like when I was watching the trailer, that's what it reminded me of. It was like The Rock on his like first movies where he was like very like stiff and one-dimensional,
right? But he's like, he's been in, there's that one movie I haven't seen it yet, but it's a Cock Blockers, where it's like him and a couple other parents, their kids are going to prom, and they find out that their kids have taken a lose their virginity pact. And so basically the whole movie is the parents trying to stop their kids from fucking. And he's been in a couple other movies, and he's supposed to be pretty funny in the movies. And it, mm-hmm. from what I saw, like, it has Keegan from Peele from Key and Peele,
mm-hmm.
and then
he was pretty funny.
And then it has the actress that plays Negasonic Teenage Warhead from Deadpool is in it as well.
Okay.
Brianna Hildebrand.
Yeah.
So it'll be kind of, I mean, she's pretty funny. She plays her character pretty well in Deadpool. And actually, I have to, like, when we get off this, I got to send my niece a text because today's her 13th birthday.
Oh, boy.
And whether or not anybody thinks it's appropriate, I'm going to do it anyways. But there's that scene in Deadpool where he's like, oh, a teenage girl. I'm either going to get a sullen silence or a sarcastic comment. So what's it going to be? Sullen silence or sarcastic comment? And she's like, dude, I don't know, man. You got me trapped in a box here, man.
Ooh, that's funny.
And then the last one, man. And Tom Cruise actually showed up to Comic-Con and made an appearance on stage, and it actually looked like he genuinely enjoyed being there, which I've heard when Tom Cruise does stuff like that, like he'll go to premieres and actually go and like walk across the street on Hollywood Boulevard and like shake people's hands and take pictures. But they released a trailer for the Top Gun sequel, Sean.
I watched.
Did you feel like you're being? Did you feel like you're being taken to the danger zone?
I'll just say, like, I don't even remember if I've seen Top Gun from start to finish, and I stopped watching the. I stopped watching it as soon as the colonel got done talking to him about how he has so much experience and he should be more than a captain. I turned it off. I was like, I just don't care.
You should, Sean. You should.
I guess I'm just un-American. Deport me now.
You are. I'm gonna send Bruce. I'll tell Bruce Springsteen you're in his state being un-American. He'll come and kick your ass. He'll bring Jack and Diane and they'll kick your ass.
All right, I'm waiting.
They just got to finish finger banging each other. According to the song, that's what's going on.
Gotcha. So I guess you're super excited to get in the danger zone, huh?
I don't know if I'm super excited. I'm, like you said, we're with the Fantastic Four, cautiously optimistic, because there was a lot of beats in the trailer that looked exactly taken from the original movie. With, like the from the crazy flying to the homoerotic shirtless, instead of playing in the original movie they're playing volleyball, and this one they're playing football.
Oh, Danny, I figured you'd be all game with the man on manness. I mean, you're already doing the naked wrestling. I could only imagine that this this movie didn't get you
depends
going.
It depends on if it's two hand touch or tackle.
Hopefully it's tackle, then you'll be okay with the movie.
Exactly. But then, like, there's the scene in both movies where they're at a bar and he's singing to, I guess, try to pick up a woman. And there's a scene where he's riding his motorcycle down the road next to the runway as the plane's taken off. I mean, pretty much beat for beat, there's scenes from the movie. And people are already like, this is going to be the same movie as the first one. And it's like, dude, it's like literally like a 3-minute trailer, less than 3-minute trailer. And like of that less than 3 minutes, like 30 seconds of it is talking. Like, yeah. You don't know what's going to be in the movie. Just chill.
Maybe
right?
They just filmed a bunch of random shit to throw everybody off.
Right, and that's the other thing too. Like, I mean, we've seen from Marvel and stuff that they film shit to make a trailer that isn't even in the movie. So I think that would be the most ultimate troll if they like did all those scenes and none of them were in the movie. Other than like the captain talking to him.
Yeah. Captain's dead. He's not even in the movie.
It's just his force ghost.
Yeah, gotcha good fuckers.
Oh, man.
Oh, good times.
But yeah, so a bunch of artists we know, like, for sure, the ones that you know, Zombie Ranch, they were there during Comic-Con, seeing their posts, different cosplays, different panels and stuff. Like, it's one of those things where I know I should probably go, but I just don't want to deal with the fucking crowds at this point.
Yeah, if you're going to go, you have to literally, like, park north really far away and then just take the tram in because it goes right across the street from the convention center. Seems like to be the only logical solution.
Right. We went to the Orange County Fair on Saturday, and we ended up parking off-site because there's, like, a program they do with between the Orange County Transit Association and the fair where you can, like, take a bus to the fair and you only pay, like, $4 round trip on the bus, and then they give you $4 admission to the fair.
Yeah.
And we parked at the Arctic, which is like the main transportation hub in Anaheim for buses and Amtrak.
Gotcha.
And when we came back, there was a bunch of people that looked like they were coming back from Comic-Con. They had like the sci-fi bags that I had seen people carrying around on all the social media posts. So, you know, you don't have to park. You can park as far north as Anaheim.
And still have to pay $40 for parking.
And actually, it was free parking at the Arctic Center.
Nice.
And you can take the tram down. So, I don't know. I guess if I did that, I would do that. I guess Fullerton has a tram that you could take down, a train you could take down to San Diego. So, it is possible. It's like, the reason why I don't want to go back to Anime Expo either. I just don't want to, like, mm-hmm. I want to be able to look at things and not have to, like, stand in a circle. There's, like, 10 people in the space of where two people should stand.
Yeah.
So, oh, man. Hopefully next week you have a beer, Sean, because I'm tired of drinking alone.
No promises. But I do have some. I did try a pickle sour from Urban Artifact, which was pretty interesting. It had like a – they had a heavy cucumber taste in it with like – and then you could tell like they just added the dill to it. It was actually pretty interesting. I don't know if I would like pound a bunch of them, but it was a very interesting taste. So if you see the pickle sour or pickle goze from Urban Artifact, I'd recommend giving it – at least getting a can to try it.
Giving it a whirl.
Yeah.
And next week you'll give us a report on a Pabst coffee ribbon.
Hopefully, I gotta find it. Don't go too much. I have been weebing out though, so there's been I've been knocking out, I knocked out a new anime, so I need to try to finish Far Cry 5 so I could finally give a review, because I already have some decent thoughts on it, but we'll see. Maybe next week.
Yeah.
Maybe after.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see. Meh. All right, everybody.
Make sure you follow us on Google Play, Podbean, iTunes, I think Stitcher, whatever that thing is. Make sure you check us out on Untappd, because we're constantly drinking beers and updating that bad boy. And then we're on Instagram and Facebook everywhere. Stalk us.
Everywheres. Please.
All right, Danny.
All right, Sean.
Unless you had something else you wanted to add.
I was just going to say, we can pretend like we actually have fans if you're stalking us. We'll even take fake stalking at this point.
Yeah. Just put in generic comments. That's all. That's all we ask.
Yes.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Next week, everybody.